host for the month here on Speaking of Him. Today I've got Greg.
Hello, hello.
And I've got Amy.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good. Amy's looking very beautiful today.
Thank you. A bit tired from last night.
Did you party last night, Amy?
No, we were there that night. So it's been still a bit of a friend.
What do you think, Steve? She was out partying.
Yup. Amy, no more drinking.
I was drinking. I was.
Did you drink beer?
No.
Wine?
Pepsi. Diet Coke.
I've been up since 3. Not partying. My daughter decided to wake up a little early. So I might look a bit tired too.
You got bags on your eyes, Greg?
I do. Grocery bags. So, what's our theme, guys?
Wow.
Is it country song?
Country and western.
It's America. Born in the USA. So American music.
So, yeah.
Country and western.
We got another song from Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, we can have some Bruce Springsteen.
Now we've got...
Can you play U2?
Well, before we get into what music we're going to play, what do we know about America and American music, movies?
They got the president over there.
Yes, they do.
Joe Biden.
That's their president, yeah. What do you know about America, Amy?
America's like a big city.
Well, it's a country.
They fight.
It's a huge country.
They fight and stop.
I like it because it's all my dad's songs I like.
Yeah, a lot of great American music. You guys remember when we played in the Roosters?
Yeah.
A lot of those bands that we played were American bands. So yeah. Creedence Clearwater Revival, that's one of the big American bands.
Oh, we sang a song from them today, didn't we?
Yeah, all right. Well, let's kick it off with some American music.
On Speakeasy FM, party hard. But wait, I do love you guys.
We love you too, Stephen. You're talking to the fans.
Yeah. I love you too, Greg. Kind of.
Every now and then.
And I love you too, Amy.
I know.
Welcome back to Speakeasy Event. That was Plan Mary. So, it's time for Is That a Fact?
That's right. Cool. So, that's where we look at some interesting facts and all that kind of good stuff.
So, what stuff are we looking at today?
Well, we're going with the American theme. So, to start off with, has anyone in this room ever been to America?
I think my dad did.
San Francisco? Is that
you've been to San Francisco?
Yeah.
All right. Tell us about it, Steve.
I went on a cruise ship.
So to San Francisco.
Yep.
How was that?
Good.
What'd you do down there?
First I flew to Christchurch. It's a nice city, as Christchurch, actually.
Yeah, it is. It's not from America, but it is a nice city.
I know, but...
Christchurch is built in the 70s, is it?
Yes. Oh, hang on. Did I interrupt you, Steve? I know where you're going with this. Keep telling the story.
And then, when I got on the cruise ship, it was so nice. I partied on board.
Yeah.
Yeah, looked at lovely sights.
All right.
Do you have lots of cocktails?
No.
No parties?
But I did a bit of nightclubbing.
Focus.
Nightclubbing?
Yeah.
Ooh.
On board.
Yeah. What's nightclubbing like on a ship?
Ooh.
It's quite big.
It's a bit crazy.
I've been on it before.
Yeah, so. You've done nightclubbing on a cruise before, Amy, haven't you?
Did your mum go?
Yeah.
Did your mum go?
I was, when I was really young.
With her?
I was a girl. And I was again when I was a bit older.
Has your dad been?
He gets crazy on a cruise.
Does he get step on that party?
No. Because they're all old. So I have to stick with them all the time.
So where did you go after Christchurch, Steve?
After San Francisco.
You went to San Francisco after Christchurch, or...?
Yeah.
Ah, and how is San Francisco?
Good.
So that's in America.
And you know the Golden Gate Bridge?
Yeah.
I went over...
You saw the Golden Gate Bridge?
Yeah.
That's very impressive. Have you ever been to America, Amy?
No, my sister was born in America.
Oh.
Is that why her accent's a bit funny?
No.
I believe that's the English accent, Steve.
Yeah.
Your mum came.
No, my sister Lissy was born in America.
Oh,
okay. Wow.
Yeah.
So
my mom, my parents were, sorry.
That's right.
My mom and dad was living in a different place before they moved to America, and I had my sister.
Oh, when they got to America. Cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I went to America when I was 5. I went to Florida and went to Disney World.
Oh, really?
One of the coolest places I've ever been to as a kid.
Did you behave in America, Greg?
I never been to America.
Did I behave in America? Well, I was 5. What do you think? What do you think I would have been like as a 5-year-old?
You probably threw your toys at the cop.
What do you think, Amy?
Your poor dad.
Well, I was known for tantrums back then, but I can assure you.
I remember America. I think I was in Disneyland. That's it, really.
Did you get drunk in Disneyland?
No. I was young.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say,
welcome back to Speakeasy FM. And it's 4th of July on Sunday. Today it's the 2nd, but that's...
Is it July 3rd?
No, no, this is... Remember, we don't... Remember, we record things earlier and then we play them on the radio. You guys keep giving away the secret of the radio.
Sorry.
Well, yeah, this is our 4th of July episode and we've got Amy and Michael. Welcome. Welcome back.
See you, Frank Creek.
Always a pleasure.
I was born in July.
Yeah, okay, so you were born in July. And, yeah. There's another interesting fact about you in America, well, your family in America.
Yeah, my sister Lizzie was born in America.
Yeah, that's right.
So what place, but...
Somewhere in America.
Yeah, somewhere from America.
Yeah. So, well, what do you guys know about America? Michael?
America.
Yeah, have you ever been to America?
My mum born.
Your mum, yeah? She's been, did you go with her?
No, my mum born.
Your mum was born in America?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Have you ever been there?
My mum does, and I'm not.
Your mum has, but you haven't?
Yeah, but my mum born.
So I was never born then, so.
No, but saying you've never visited either, have you?
No, I haven't.
Oh, interesting. Since we're all here, let's do another one of our... is that a fact? So I'm going to read you guys some facts about America, and we'll see what you think about it.
Uh-oh.
Cool. So, the first fact I've got here is the most dangerous job in the world is being the American president.
Beating it.
Lizzie, do you know that, Liz?
Well, you guys know...
I don't live from America, so my sister is there.
Yeah, none of us are from America, but probably the most famous president in the world will be whoever the American president is in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, is at the time. Do you know a couple of American presidents?
I don't, I'm sorry.
I think you probably might. Michael, do you know any of the presidents?
Yes, of course. Who's it? I don't know what it's about.
Yep, well, I'll name the last few since we've been alive, and maybe you'll see if you remember them. So,
yeah.
Remember any of them. There's George Bush.
Yeah.
This is a white hair.
Yeah, it was the guy with white hair.
Yeah.
He was president back in the early 2000s. Is that name, do you know that name, Michael? George Bush?
George Bush. No, remember him.
No, don't remember him. Next one after him was Barack Obama.
I know that one.
There we go. Have you heard of Barack Obama?
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Amy, well, tell us who Barack Obama is.
He's,
or what you know of him.
Yeah. I know some of them.
Mm-hmm.
He's from America, is he?
Yes.
Yeah, he's correct.
Yep. He's the 50-something American president.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I know he's from America.
All right, let me pull up a picture, see if you... Because he's probably one of the most famous presidents for a very special reason, a very important moment in history. Okay, so Barack Obama. Here's a photo of him.
Look.
That's Barack Obama.
He's married to...
his
wife.
Yeah, he is married to his wife. That's a good answer. He's got kids too.
Yeah.
Well, so yeah, Michael, where do you know him from?
News, I say.
Is it? I know he's from America. Does he go to London?
He might have travelled to London, but do you know why he's famous? Well, so we know he was the president.
President.
Yep.
There's a film about this as well.
There probably is. So what were you going to just tell us there, Michael?
Sorry, Michael.
All good.
FM, him?
He has not been on Speakeasy FM. If he was, oh man, that would be the biggest thing we've ever done. If you're listening, Barack Obama, which I'm sure you're not.
No.
Open invitation. Yeah, so where have you seen him before, Michael?
Never seen him for face. The news, TV.
Okay, yeah, so you've seen him on the news TV.
Yeah,
you said there's a movie about him?
Yeah.
Probably is.
Is it a film about Minister?
Yeah. Why do you think they'd be making a movie about him?
It's not really about him.
The other presidents.
Yeah, it's different ones.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's similar.
Right.
Like that.
Okay, so this is Barack Obama.
Yeah.
He was the, I don't know which president he was. It would have been the 50-something.
How many years ago? Quick.
So he is a, one of the most famous presidents in history.
I know.
Because he was the first African-American president.
Yeah.
So he was the first black president.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is,
are you going to say that on a radio, Craig?
Yeah, well, it's a historical fact.
Okay.
So he was the first, I mean, up until that point, all the presidents had been old white men. So that's why, that's one particular reason why he's really famous.
Yeah.
Other than being a good president. So all those, both of those men were the president of America at some point.
Yeah.
And apparently that's the most dangerous job in the world.
Oh, I don't know.
Donald Trump, you shot a gun.
Yeah, why do you think being the president of the United States would be the most dangerous job in the world? Because a lot of people don't like the president. So in the past, presidents have been assassinated, so shot.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, what about, yeah, don't worry, what about Donald Trump?
Yeah, let's move on from that. okay.
You like him, Donald Trump, quick? No, no.
No, not particularly.
Oh.
To Speakeasy FM, time for Speakeasy FM News with your two on wins, Stephen and Greg.
That's right. Back to you and I just doing the news this week.
So, all right. So, what's in the news today?
Up first, Huey. Do you know what? Am I saying that? Howie.
Howard.
Let's call it Howard.
Yeah, Howard. Yeah.
You know, the phone brand. Patrick, I think, has a Huey.
Yeah, is that his name? Huey. Huey McDonald.
Maybe that's his secret name.
Hi, Huey!
So Huey plans to have driverless cars
in
4 years.
Oh.
What's ew?
Probably like an Uber service.
Well, yeah, but it would be without drivers. So what do you think of that?
Oh, God, here he comes.
So how do you imagine that going down?
That would be horrible.
Oh, yeah?
Because the car would crash.
You think the car would crash?
Yep. I would never take one.
Oh, yeah? Why is that? Well, you've got really good relationships with your taxi drivers.
Oh, well, maybe their cars would be a bit like that too.
Well, then they'd be out of jobs.
And then what would they do then?
I don't know. What do you think?
They might go to my place more.
Oh, so ooh, so you could be quite on the fence with this one. So, driverless cars, yay or nay?
Nay.
Nay.
What do you,
Stephen votes no.
What do you think, Greg?
In 4 years, having driverless cars? I don't know. I mean,
I wouldn't
it doesn't seem that far away.
I wouldn't want to crash.
And, yeah, I mean, it would be nice, I guess, if you want to have...
to go to the airport and get a bit tipsy.
Yeah, I guess maybe it means on, like, a Friday or something. I could, maybe could, if I'm visiting my parents, have another beer, I don't know.
And get a driver's car.
Just get a car to take me home. But
who the hell would drive it, though?
Well, I feel like you might make a mistake. What if you've had a few too many and you accidentally put in the wrong address?
Yeah.
Takes you all the way out to Henderson or something.
It'll take you out to Wellington.
Yeah, you wake up in Wellington on Saturday. Oh. I don't know. I'm a little skeptical, but...
I wonder what your dad would do. What would he do?
Well, he probably wouldn't mind a driverless car. Less to stress about.
Yeah, but probably it could crash. Like I said, it could crash.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess every time we get in a car anyway, it could crash.
But we're good people that way.
What's that?
We're good people that way.
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, if anything happens, it's in your hands. So, I don't know.
Yeah, depending on what sort of people they are.
Yeah. All right. Next one. This is a bit of a strange one.
What is it?
So it says, rare poached cacti found in Italian raid.
What is a cacti?
So cacti, well, that's the plural for cactus, for a bunch of cactus.
Is this a dead cactus?
No, it's still alive.
It's alive.
It's the word for, instead of having just one cactus, if you've got a bunch, it's collectively known as cacti. You're familiar with the cactus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're very prickly.
Well, this is what happened. People were stealing it from Chile and taking it to Italy. I thought you'd find that funny.
It was probably Patrick McDonald. That's why he's wearing that shirt, because he doesn't want to be named shameless. So, Patrick, if you're listening, no more stealing cactuses.
Put him back.
Put him back, Patrick.
Well, they say the suspect was in his 40s.
Patrick, it was you.
So he was stealing all of these cacti and selling them to people in Japan.
Is it Patrick? Was it Patrick?
So I never imagined there could be a market like this. I never thought cacti could be sent by post to Japan for 1,200 euros. That's over 2,000 New Zealand dollars.
How could you, Patrick?
Why do you think they were stealing cactus?
Maybe because they got bored.
They got bored?
Yep, they had no job.
And you're thinking, you know what, I'm going to steal a bunch of cacti.
Maybe I should do it and take them in here.
That's a lot of money for stolen cactus. That's basically stolen plants. I think the punishment should be for stealing plants.
Smack on the backside?
Probably.
Smack on the bum.
That's one of the most bizarre stories I think I've read on here recently. If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be serving like California. You see them wearing their baggies, Huarache sandals too. A bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, surfing USA. You'll catch them surfing at them. Inside, outside, you better run county lines. Inside, outside, you Santa Cruz and Twins. Inside, outside, you better run county lines. We're waxing down our surfboard. We can't wait for June. We'll all be gone for the summer. We're on safari to stay. Tell the teacher we're surfing USA. And hang your knees and fall. Inside, outside, USA. Pacific Palisade. Inside, outside, USA. San Onofre and Sun. Inside, outside, USA. Redondo Beach and LA. We'll be right back. And last one, we've got Apple Siri gets a New Zealand English version. So, we all know Siri.
Have we got it?
Well, we do have Siri. So, after 3.5 years of mangling unique vowel sounds, Siri has been updated to support New Zealand English.
Have we got English in ours or Australian?
Well, the thing is, it's been updated now, Steve, so that it can understand New Zealand accent. However, the one that we've got in our iPad here at Speakers FM is the old version.
Oh, crap.
So, it shouldn't be able to understand the New Zealand accent. So, you and I are going to test it out.
How?
What do you think New Zealand English is?
I don't know.
Well, I think it's, I've got a thing here about popular Kiwi slang. You've got dairy.
Probably dairy.
Dairy, you know. In other places, dairy refers to farm, the products. Batch, jandals, togs, all those things. Sweet as, mate. So we're going to take Siri for a bit of a test. See how well she understands her Kiwi accent. All right, you ready, Steve?
The answer is Australian.
Australian.
That's what ours was before.
Well, maybe we'll see. Should you do a? You can do a bit of both, a bit of a Kiwi accent, a bit of Australian accent.
Okay.
All right.
Can we also do chip, Siri?
Yep, we're going to first thing we do.
Can we look at fish and chip shop?
All right, I'm going to put it up next to you.
Can we do fish and chips?
Well, the first one, before the update that everyone was seeming to have a problem with, was ordering fish and chips, and particularly fish and chips for 6 o'clock. Perfect timing, as Speakeasy FM airs at 6 o'clock on a Friday night. You want to order your fish and chips for 6 o'clock?
Siri, can I get some fish and chips for 6 o'clock tonight?
Okay, here's what I found.
All right, so Siri's given us the Milford Cafe, Jazzy's, Anoka Indian Restaurant, Monteithan Thai Restaurant, and Lang Kwai Malaysian Restaurant. Fish and chips? You think that's she's got the right restaurants?
Yep.
I think she's picked up curry. I don't know why. We'll see. Siri, can we get fish and chips for 6 tonight?
Here's what I found.
Again, yeah. Curry. So I think, Steve, we might not have the updated version of Siri. Oh, dear.
Siri? Can I get 2 buttered chickens, please? I'm going to request that. Siri, can I get 2 buttered chickens, please?
Here's what I found.
How to raise baby chickens at home. Yeah, I guess I think our Siri might be the old school Siri, struggling with our accents there. The other one is Siri doesn't really understand te reo. Māori.
Why do we sing it to him, Māori then?
Yeah, so, well, I mean, you know the Māori word for... Yeah, so you know the word for food in te reo?
Kai.
Te reo? Kai. So we're going to ask Siri where we can find some kai.
Okay. Siri, where do we find some kai?
I didn't find any matching places.
Oh, Siri, you need to be updated. So, yep, kai, that's the Māori word for food.
That's what I have. What do I have?
Let's try again. Siri, can you find us some kai?
Here's what I found.
Can I have a look, please?
She's found us a chai latte.
Okay. We'll take that.
We'll take that. I mean, I guess it's kind of kai.
Okay. Agreed. And on Thursday, you should get me... I should order a chai latte. I should come up with a chai latte.
Siri, can we get 2 chai lattes for Thursday, please?
Okay. Here's what I found.
So she's suggesting to go to Milford Dental Company.
Well, okay, okay. We'll get it from AJ. He'll help us. He does some of them. Will AJ help us?
All right. The next one that Siri struggles with.
Okay.
Is anybody looking for any work to get done with the deck, helping with the deck?
Do you have any tradesmen, Siri? I'm going
to
ask
so
you.
So the most common question seems to be asking for help with building a deck. So we'll ask Siri.
Siri, how do you build a deck?
I won't respond to that.
Oh, Siri.
Is your name Patrick? I'm going to ask her, is your name Patrick? Siri, is your name Patrick?
I'm Siri. Pleased to meet you.
Well,
G'day, Siri. How's it going, mate?
On it. Not too shabby. Thanks for asking.
Siri sounds pretty Australian.
Siri, I love you.
You are the wind beneath my wings.
Oh, thank you, Siri.
Siri.
Let's try that one again. Siri, how do you build a dick?
Here's an answer from lifehacker.com. In general, building a deck is fairly straightforward. You make a basic frame using standard-sized beams and top it off with some sort of decking material.
Why don't we make a dick? Why,
well done, Siri.
Why don't you make a dick on Thursday? We can make one on Thursday morning.
All right, well, my accent's a bit South African, so maybe you could give that one a shot again with a Kiwi accent. What do you think, Steve?
Siri, how do you build a dick?
I won't respond to that.
She can pick up your Kiwi accent. Shall we try an Australian accent? See how she goes with that one. Well, what's the most Australian say?
Feed the cucumber.
Huh?
Feed the cucumber.
I didn't get that. Could you try again?
Yeah.
So what does fair dinkum mean? I don't actually know that one, but I know it's a very Aussie thing to say.
At least look at that.
Fair dinkum.
At least look at
that. You know what it means?
No.
Siri, what does fair dinkum mean?
As an adjective, it means treating people equally without favouritism or discrimination.
Fair dinkum, Greg.
Do you want to hear the next one?
Ah, fair dinkum, Steve.
Yes. Can I say to everybody? Fair dinkum, everyone.
Siri, chuck another shrimp on the barbie.
I didn't get that. Could you try again?
Two shrimps on the barbie, please.
Here's what I found.
Barbie is a fashion doll manufactured by the American toy company Mattel. Well, she wasn't wrong.
Oh, it's Patrick. Patrick! I want to show Patrick the song. I want to show him.
Yeah, well, so what do you think, Steve? Siri might be a bit out of date.
Yeah.
Struggling with some of the Kiwi slang.
We need an updated version.
We need an updated version.
Siri, play some Leonard Skinner.
One moment.
Thank you, Siri.
This is for Melos and Megan and Melos. Turn it up, Melos. It's in the garage. I'm speaking to them.
Well, I think we've got to update our Siri here, Steve. But in the meantime...
Can I play some of Patrick, Greg?
Yeah.
I have a bad song for him.
The speakers of him.
Thank you.
Luck is it, folks.
Independence Day has got to come to an end.
Welcome back to Speakeasy of them.
Yes.
I hope you enjoyed your Independence Day.
Yeah. I mean, we don't really celebrate here in New Zealand, but we do American things all the time, so why not?
Yeah.
Oh, well, lots of good American things.
Yeah, it was so interesting.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank Big, my producer.
Oh, thank you, Stephen. I'd just like to thank Stephen, my host.
And he's the biggest producer in the world. So.
Yeah. We're not American, but we do a damn good job.
We do a damn good job.
He's not American, but he's damn pretty, our host.
Yeah, okay. So, without further ado, have a lovely evening, and I'll speak to you next week on Speakeasy FM.
Thank you and good night.
Thank you and good night.